Welcome to Mojo Nudges, Living Like a Golden Retriever. I'm Mike Chappell, your host, and it's my privilege to come to you with a podcast that I hope brings you joy, happiness, and makes a difference in your life, just the way my 10-year-old Golden Retriever, Mojo, did for so many people. Well, hey, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast, Mojo Nudges, Living Like a Golden Retriever. Wherever you are, I want you to right now just imagine the most comfortable place you could be. It might be your favorite chair. It might be in a cabin or the beach. If you're driving, please pay attention and imagine carefully, but be comfortable. I want you all to be comfortable today because I have an incredible guest that I'd like to introduce you to. And I'm going to tell you up front, the minute I met her, I thought she was a golden retriever. Her name is Christy Wimberly. She is the owner and CEO of Honest Coffee Roasters. That's Honest Coffee Roasters here in Huntsville, Alabama. And I'm going to tell you how I met Christy. It was probably 6 years ago, and I woke up one day and I was tired of the coffee I'd been drinking. And I Googled new coffee shops in Huntsville, and Honest Coffee popped up. And I saw the address. And I thought, well, that's downtown Huntsville. I didn't know that was here. Mojo was with me. We went downtown on a beautiful Saturday morning and got out. I put his leash around a chair outside, and I walked in, stood in line, and this beautiful smile greeted me with, "Welcome to Honest." And then she froze, and she looked, and she said, "Is that your golden retriever?" I said, "It is." And she kind of teared up, and she said, "I just put mine down this week. Can I meet yours?" And that was the beginning of, no lie, one of the best friendships I have ever had in my life. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and all animals, I would like to introduce you to and welcome my good friend, Christy Wimberly.
Thank you so much, Mike. You got me right in my feels right away. Usually when you and I talk, we do a lot of cutting up and a lot of laughing. And I just am so proud of you. And I'm so proud that you are getting to do this and share your story, our story, and touch people with what we've been able to experience.
This podcast is honestly happening because of you. Those of you out there today who are in need of a Mojo nudge, I want you to know I hear you, I see you, and I feel you. I have been there. And Christy gave me a Mojo nudge several weeks ago. I was really low that day, really down. I need a creative outlet, and I didn't have one. You've heard me explain in other podcasts and other episodes that I was a high school theater teacher. And for 32 years, I had a creative outlet every single day. And all of a sudden, I don't. I woke up that morning and I thought, man, what's your plan? Start it at Honest Coffee because that is your happy place. And I walked in and it was too crowded and I decided to leave. As I touched the door, I felt this hand on my shoulder and Christy said, "What's wrong?" I turned around. I was like, "What?" She went, "Oh, come on. I can see it in your face. I've known you too long. What's wrong?" And tears welled up and she went, "Outside, I'm bringing coffee." Do you remember that?
I do remember that. And you told me about this idea you'd had to put together a podcast and you never really got around to talking, getting it to fruition. And I've been very fortunate to have made the connection and the friendship with Clark. And on the last time I got to be a guest on his show, he was telling me that what he had done as a podcast, he had now put together as a business venture for other businesses and how corporations were able to get their message to their teams and how he was working. And it was the perfect fix for you because he does all the technical stuff that is not your strong suit, but it gave you a way to get your voice out there and get this message out there and to make us laugh and to make our hearts warm and to get you moving in that direction.
It was crazy, really. She said, "I want you to meet Clark Dunn." And I said, "Well, I've got a friend in Birmingham that does podcasts and he's going to help me." She said, "That's fine. I just want you to meet him." She said, "Is this your email address still?" And she right then and there sent an email. And no lie, 3 minutes later, I get a ding and it's from Clark Dunn. And he says, "Hey, Mike, nice to meet you through Christy. What are you doing tomorrow?" And I said, well, I guess I'm having coffee with you, and I think we know where. And the rest is history. Clark agreed to produce this, and it's been a joy getting to meet him. And it all happened because of you.
Well, I was just I was in the right place at the right time.
No, this dream is coming true with a huge mojo nudge from you. So I want to dive in real quick. From the get-go, I admired you and your staff. And the more I came into the store and watched them in action and then got to know them personally, and they started explaining that your number one rule in your store is to be kind. So tell me about your journey, how you came to be involved in coffee, and how you came to Huntsville, and why you train your employees the way you do.
All right. That's a lot of questions, Mike. Okay. So I'm originally from Nashville. I grew up, born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee. Went to college there, worked my way through college at a golf course in Franklin, worked for the same boss for 6 years, became a business mentor of mine, great friend, and we'd kind of lost touch. I moved to Huntsville in the late 90s, was married and raised my daughters here, and about 2016, I got a call from that friend, former boss, and he was wanting me to move back to Nashville. But Huntsville is my home now. I love this community. I had lived here and raised the girls here. I didn't want to leave. They were about to start high school and in the middle of middle school, and this was just home. And so the opportunity was a phenomenal opportunity with Honest Coffee, but it wasn't the right time for me. Well, we ended up working it out where I did a license agreement with them and have opened my own business down here, and it's just changed my life. So coffee was new to me. I love small business, and as you know, I love people and I love community. And so I learned coffee to as an outlet for reaching people. I love coffee. I love the quality of coffee. But more than anything, and I think it's what you're talking about, I love having a space where I get to greet people and love on people and talk to people. And I count it as a blessing every single day that my job is hugging necks and laughing with people and telling stories and mentoring young people and all the things I love to do. And I've been able to make a career at it. It's just, it leaves me speechless all the time. I can't believe it's real. And so that's my message. My message is to, I mean, we hear so much about the troubles in the world and the troubles in our policies and all that. And all of that is stuff that I can't touch and I can't control.
Right.
But I can control how I am, and if I'm kind to you or the next person that comes in the door or the young person that works for me and we're kind to each other, that can impact change in our community.
Amen.
If we have a fun place that's loving to come and meet and hang out and share a cup of coffee and a laugh, that's something I can help with, and I'm just thankful I get to do it.
Well, you do it so well. Honest Coffee is really like Cheers. It really is my happy place. Away from the office, home away from home. Tell me, if you don't mind, because this podcast is in memory of Mojo, what were some thoughts, because y'all were so much alike in your personalities.
Oh, I wish. I wish I was like Mojo. Yeah, so when I saw him out there, I did. It's been 6 years. It was March. It was just March 6th, I believe. 6 years that I had lost Bubba. And Bubba was my giant golden retriever. He was this great big horse of a critter, and I was not familiar with the breed before I got him. The first friend that I met, talk about a small world, the first friend that I met when I moved to Huntsville was Sarah Rodenhauser, who you know and know her family.
Right.
And so she was married and had a golden retriever that I thought was an Irish setter. I had never been around the breed, but they were great big red dogs.
Right.
And they kept Bubba when he was a puppy and needed to rehome him when he was 6 months old. So she drives from California to Huntsville and brings this giant golden retriever. I mean, he was my best friend for 13 years. Mm. He was always by my side. He was my companion. I mean, he just was the most gentle giant of any animal I'd ever been around. And so when I lost him, it just broke my heart because there was just a great big void. I love dogs. I've always loved dogs. I love all animals, but dogs I'm partial to. And when I saw Mojo and met Mojo for the first time, he just was different. I mean, he was a different kind of gentle. He was a more confident gentle. Like, you knew he was talking to you, you knew he got you, whether he was bringing you his leash or just sitting next to you, or he just had such a calming presence. I just connected with him the first time I met him. And
right.
If you were parked on Washington Street and needed to come in, he'd let me sit in the car with him. While, you know, on hot days, we'd sit in the car and visit while you were in there getting something to drink. And he wasn't a lot of golden retrievers. Like, my Bubba had one owner, one person that was their person. And Mojo never met a stranger. Mojo shared his love with everybody he met. He had a way of sensing who needed a little extra love that day when he'd lay his head on their lap. And I just believe Mojo was a one of a kind.
Well, thank you. And you talk about blessings that you have that you can't believe. I couldn't believe. I had no idea who he was going to go up to, who he would go nudge. So the people that he met at Honest Coffee, and I'll tell you, when I retired and went into real estate, I can't tell you the business that dog got me at Honest Coffee. And I would give him a bone or a treat for his commission. He would always get that. But it was a joy to just watch him go up to customers and nudge on them and love on them. And your staff spoiled him rotten. I remember taking him the first couple of weeks, and they would argue over who was going to bring him peanut butter.
I forgot about his peanut butter.
And they rush to bring him out a lid.
No, they wanted to make it a policy. Now, as much as I love people, I also like business and numbers. And I was like, we can't give peanut butter to everybody. You're going to ruin my food costs giving peanut butter to every dog that comes in here. But Mojo was always grandfathered in.
There you
with
go.
The peanut butter policy.
But your staff, just not only their love for him, the way they are trained and the way they treat the public. Over the years, I've watched them in action. I've watched them deal with people who are in bad moods. They absolutely turned what could be a really difficult situation into something that was very loving. And I watched it happen over and over again.
Well, we talk about it from the minute somebody comes in the door to interview. I mean, we tell them about the quality focus on our coffee and on our food. But the reason people come back, and I believe this, I don't know if it's necessarily true or not. I believe people come because what you're calling kindness, it gets reviewed as customer service. People come, people like to be loved on.
Right.
And so we really say the mandatory criteria for working here is being kind. We need to be kind to each other. We need to be kind to the people that come in this door because we don't know what they're walking through. A lot of people come to a coffee shop, whether they're having a bad day or they're lonely or just need to regroup and be around people. And the fact that we have an opportunity to impact people with just being kind, it's pretty amazing that if you can just be kind to somebody, you know, they could leave better than they came in. We've been there for 7 years now. A lot of people have been with me for 5-6 years, and they've seen it. And they saw it through COVID. A lot of the people that were there with me through COVID, we didn't lose anybody through COVID. We were able to keep everybody fully employed. Our team that needed to leave with health issues were able to leave and come back. But they saw the tide turn, and they saw a community then love on us and make sure that they were taken care of and that they were loved on and that they were appreciated for being there in a time when, you know, it was so uncertain for everybody.
Right.
I think that changed a lot of the people that work there now that are the ones that are the foundation of keeping that culture alive in everybody that we hire. They've lived it and they've seen it really does make a difference both ways. And being kind to somebody is a bigger blessing to you than it even
right.
is to the person you're being kind to.
Right. And I'm going to push that this whole podcast series. It really honestly is that simple.
And I was thankfully was exposed to that. I remember somebody telling me when the girls were little, the youngest of kids can understand, are you being kind? And so if a 2-year-old can understand, are you being kind, a grown adult surely can understand if they're being kind or not. If you take a second to check yourself, check your motives, it's pretty hard, unless you're just real good at lying to yourself. If you're not being kind, it's pretty self-evident.
I have a 4-year-old granddaughter.
Yeah, yes, you do. And she is every bit Mike Chappell.
For 2 years? I'll pick her up from preschool, which is just right around the corner from Honest. And that's our thing. I pick her up and she says, Papa, let's go to Honest Coffee. And we have
to get her a muffin,
a blueberry.
A blueberry muffin.
And she is Princess Blueberry Muffin. And we have a little routine where we hop over certain cracks in the sidewalk or on a curb. She'll act like it's a balance beam. So we have our little routine getting there. But from the time she was two, she knew that was a special place. And I'll never forget, a couple of years ago, my son and daughter-in-law asked her, said, Lucy, where do you think Papa is? And she went, Honest Coffee. So she thinks I live there, I think.
I think you do too sometimes.
I think I do too. So you're absolutely right. If a two-year-old can want to go to your store, it's not only the blueberry muffin that brings her there. I'm convinced of that.
I think it's probably something to do with the special time with her papa, too.
I like to think that.
I believe so.
I think she gets the vibe that I love that place. And so if Papa loves that place, it's cool and it's a good place to be.
Thank you very much. I have to agree with you. It's my favorite place to be.
I will never forget being on the sidewalk and Mojo would just pick up his leash and go lay next to somebody. And I was always concerned whether they were allergic necessarily to a dog. Mojo was big, 75, 80 pounds. And he went over one time and sat next to this lady and she smiled at me and I smiled and I could see immediately that it was okay. And she got off of her chair and got on the sidewalk with him and started talking to him. And I, no lie, I thought, okay, you do you. And a few minutes later, she brings him over and sits down at my table and she introduces herself. She said, can I talk to you about your dog? And I thought, okay, here we go. I said, sure. She said, I am a horse whisperer and a dog whisperer. I work with both horses and dogs. And I just want you to know how happy he is with you. And I thought, okay, that's pretty vague.
Woo-woo is what my friend calls it.
Yeah. You know, I'm going, okay. And then she said, especially when you take him to school. And I froze. She did not know who I was, what I was, that I had been a school teacher. And I froze. I'll just say this. There's too much out there in the universe for me to say that there's not a connection between people and animals. Anyway, she got my attention. And it was things like that that told me Mojo just had an innate ability to touch people.
You know, I had my second golden retriever. I had already adopted at the time when Bubba passed and when I met Mojo. And we laugh about her to this day. She was the worst dog ever. I mean, she was one of those that she lived to be a rascal and she was going to get into stuff. And she was funny, but she didn't have Mojo's air. I've got a baby golden retriever now. And she's five now, but she's different too. So I think that there was something about Mojo and Mojo's nature. And like you just said, I mean, something about Mojo's energy. Mojo was an empath and he loved people. He loved people and I think he had a way to know when somebody needed a nudge, whether they needed a little extra love or they were going through something, or he had a way that he cared about people.
You'll hear me say in episodes and tell you different places and people that were touched by him. Again, I had no control over that. He went to who he wanted to. But the whole way this came about was, and I think I've said this in a previous episode, but it's always worth repeating. We started a family fund when he died to reach out and give people what we called a paw up when they were down on their luck. And there have been some just amazing stories. Some I will go into, some I won't, because to protect the privacy of the people that we've helped. But there have been some beautiful, beautiful moments because of Mojo nudges.
Well, and I remember when I got the news, when you told me what was going on. And Mojo was gone too soon. And I can't help but think if he had lived his full life and we'd had him and he went on over the bridge, you know, after, if it would have been as dramatic, if it would have been so shocking, if you would have been moved to do this.
Right.
I think part of the good and the bad is losing Mojo too early may have spurred you on to
right.
do this and to be able to use his name and his memory and his legacy to help people in need and to show his kind of love to people.
I agree. I totally agree. I've considered it a blessing that he went early and I didn't have to live to watch him suffer.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's hard.
I've seen that before. And so, yeah, I'm very blessed that
I had that both ways. Addie and I were talking about it just, you know, because both mine lived to be 13. And when Bubba was done, he was just done. And he just let me know that it was enough. And we had the most amazing vet with both of them. And she said, he's done. Well, Chloe was never done. Chloe's body gave up on her at 13. She was not done. She fought and fought. And having them at that age and having to make decisions for them that, you know, it's just the same as family members. I mean, they're as close as any family member. Having to lose them when they're not ready to go and they're feeble, it's just awful.
Right.
And so we will always remember Mojo in the prime. I mean, Mojo was in his prime walking down the sidewalk. So it's hard to say which is better, but I never have an image of an old Mojo. Mojo was full red and young and vibrant.
Well, I can't tell you how much I have enjoyed having you on the show today. Can't wait to come back to Honest Coffee and cut up.
And I thank you so much, honey, and I'm so proud of you. And I can't wait to see all the ways you're able to show love to people in our community and beyond. And I'm really excited to see and hope that this continues to grow and it's able to just be a help to people that need it.
Thanks.
You're certainly welcome.
And those of you listening out there, there are golden retrievers all around you. I just happened to be friends with one that I brought in to talk with us today. She gave me a nudge. And you know, because I was a teacher, I give homework. And your homework is to give a Mojo nudge this week or next. And I'd love to hear about it. So again, thank you for tuning in today. Loved having you with us. I hope you got something out of it and that it touched you, brought you joy or happiness, just the way Christy does every day at Honest Coffee. You guys have a great week. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope it brought you joy, happiness, and I hope it makes a difference in your life. I also hope you make the choice to make a difference in somebody else's life and live like a golden retriever. Please stay in touch with us. Let me hear from you. You can find all of the contact information in our episode notes. Again, this is Mike Chappell saying thank you for your time and have a great week.